David Trainer, the president and founder of New Constructs, is here, and we're taking a little walk today down memory lane, looking at two stocks that he picked on in the past that cratered for very different reasons. And we'll tell you why that is today on The Danger Zone. Yes, it's The Danger Zone, where we're going to take a little walk down memory lane today and look at a couple of past picks. Now, we're doing this because over the next couple of weeks, as I'm traveling, well, we're going to actually bring back the initial Danger Zone call. So in other words, next week and the week after, you're going to hear us talking about stocks that we talked about today. But it's going to be the original, when David first picked on the stocks we're discussing today. So you can hear a little bit of, wait, here was the thinking at the time. Now you're going to know how everything else played out. And that's going to allow you to go back, listen to this, and understand where everything is and go, hold it. Should this stuff be obvious to me? Do I understand which Danger Zone cases really stand out to me as the ones that works? Because looking back, well, you have the advantage now of hindsight.
Now you know the rest of the story.
That's exactly right. You're going to know the rest of the story. But first, we're going to talk about where the story stands today. David Trainer is the president at New Constructs. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. They're online at newconstructs.com. They blog about their Danger Zone picks, so you can always get more information. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck. Good to be back.
I have to phrase the question a little bit differently. Who are we putting back in the Danger Zone and seeing why they were in the Danger Zone first?
Valiant.
Danger, danger.
Valiant Pharmaceuticals. Its ticker symbol VRX. And it has been a little bit over 2 years. It was the end of February in 2016 when Valiant was on the show first. What has happened since then?
Pretty much everything we said would happen, and that one was one where it happened really fast. The funny part is we wrote about Valiant in 2014, raising just corporate governance red flags because of some things that were going on with a big merger they did with Allergan, and we just saw that this was a bad business, and it ended up kind of blowing up a little before we did our Danger Zone call, but about a month after the Danger Zone call, it really blew up. And what was funny about that time is that had a lot of people telling us we were crazy, that we didn't understand math, that we didn't see that they actually did make real money, and that we were looking at the wrong numbers because we weren't looking at the adjusted EBITDA. And I was like, what universe do these people live in? Like, these numbers are fake. And I remember saying on the show, Chuck, it was one of my favorite lines, is you can't pay bills with pro forma earnings because they're made up. Right, you can do whatever you want to do to see what your profits are, but at the end of the day, if the cash flow is not there, you can't pay your bills. Sure enough, you know, within the next month or so, they missed their numbers and the stock took another hit, and then everything really imploded because the executives were almost entirely incentivized by stock price. They had run it kind of like a Ponzi scheme to just pump the stock, whatever they could do to pump the stock without any regard to the long-term health of the business. And when the stock price really catered, then they wanted out. They weren't going to make their big money. The curtain had been pulled back. They screwed everyone over, including themselves, and it was over. But that one was easy because it was, I wouldn't say it's easy. They're never easy because, as you know, some of them take a much longer time to play out. But that one happened pretty fast, and the stock was really expensive. The cash flows were negative and declining. And at some point in time, I knew that the laws of economics would kick in. And in that situation, they were able to kick in pretty fast.
So that's number one in our review. Now, just out of curiosity, when you look at Valiant today, still every bit is troubled, isn't it, for you?
You know, I don't think that that's a business that really has the kind of barriers to entry or competitive position that is going to be a long-term investment. You know, it's a risky stock. Still to this day, we find it very unattractive. Cash flows are poor, returns on capital are poor, expectations baked in the stock price are super high, so we wouldn't recommend people get back.
That was Valiant. That was the first one. Our second revisited stock today is
Sears.
Danger, danger.
Sears has basically died a slow death, where you talked about Valiant. Sears never really had the, oh, I'll fall off the cliff. It was just, I'll walk all the way inexorably to the basement, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was another one where people told us we were crazy and then Eddie Lampert was going to save the day and we didn't know what we're talking about and it doesn't make any sense. And there were two or three other retail names that made our kind of best list as well that had a similar story, which is that, you know, it was a slow demise of some of these retail businesses that really weren't competitively strong enough to hold off Amazon. But Sears in particular was in rough shape because a lot of their locations were in malls, and malls, as we know, have not done well either. And so it was sort of a double bad situation. Poor margins, poor profits, still too expensive, right? The stock price was implying a significant turnaround in the business, and yet they didn't really have any, even have any real estate underneath them to hold the stock up. And I mean, it's taken a long time, but the story has unfolded exactly as we said, and I think recently there's been a lot of rumors, and they may even officially be going into bankruptcy. Eddie Lampert, I think, is out, or I don't know, I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, you really haven't needed to follow it because Sears hasn't been a relevant company basically ever since you put it into the danger zone back in 2013. I mean, it's pretty much been dead ever since, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's done nothing but go down, and there's really never been any signs of life. I mean, you know, look, the chart. You go back and look at what it did for about 2 years after we put it in the danger zone, and there's a lot of ups and downs. And then you saw there in June, July 2015, the stock took a real header when it was clear that the turnaround strategy that they've been talking about did not manifest in the earnings growth that they promised. And that's where the big long-term slow death march began. Yeah, and it's a great example, Chuck. You always ask me, what's going to be the catalyst? What's going to be the catalyst? And we like to say an earnings miss because that's the most obvious way that a business that's making up its numbers or showing that it's more profitable than it really is, you can only sort of take so many cookies out of the cookie jar to pad earnings. You can only take so much out of reserves. You can't lie about your numbers forever. At some point, you've got to pay your bills, or you're going to be put out of business by your vendors or your creditors. And it can take a while sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of stocks that we've got in the danger zone, Netflix and Tesla. I mean, those guys have been in the danger zone for a long time, and they still somehow levitate. Those guys are still able to raise capital. That's the thing. These firms weren't able to raise capital to continue to grow their business, even if it were poor. So I think at some point, Tesla and Netflix, the story runs out because people get tired of being diluted because they know they're perpetually going to have to raise capital just to stay alive.
And ultimately, that's what we want folks to understand is that, look, when you're looking at these cases, you know, it's not that somebody can't get out of trouble. But when you see trouble going inexorably in a certain direction, yeah, you have these warning signs. You want to see how it plays out. And so that's why we revisited the cases against Valiant and Sears today. And then next week, we will revisit Valiant by playing the original Danger Zone, having a little throwback to it, and then we'll do the following with Sears the following week. So, David, you and I will talk again in a couple of weeks, but thank you, as always, for joining me on the show.
You're welcome. This is fun. We should do it more often. We don't do enough victory laps.
Well, we're taking the victory lap for the next couple of weeks, and appreciate the time that you're doing with us and all that you do for us. Thanks, David. David Trainer, everybody, he is the president and founder at New Constructs. And if you want more information, newconstructs.com, on Twitter, @newconstructs. We'll be back with Terry Spath from Sierra Investment Management with our second big interview when we come back in just a moment.